This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Saturday, November 13th. God's word to you today is the other disciple. Our scripture reading is taken from Ecclesiastes 4 verses 9 to 10, and it says, "Two people are better off than one, for they can help each other succeed. If one person falls, the other can reach out and help. But someone who falls alone is in real trouble." John 18 verse 17 says, "The woman said to Peter, 'You are not also one of this man's disciples, are you?' He said, 'I am not.' When the woman said 'also,' it means there was someone they knew who was Jesus' disciple, right? They knew John was Jesus' disciple, and John was present as an acknowledged follower of Jesus. But he was not afraid that anyone knew. So that begs two questions. Firstly, why did Peter deny Jesus? The people already knew that John was a disciple of Jesus, but because of John's connections, he was not afraid. Why did Peter deny Jesus? John did not deny Jesus. The truth is that John should have stayed far away from that place. It does not matter the connections you have. If your master is going to be crucified, you better run away, because you will be crucified with him. So John could have taken off, but he did not. Despite John's courage, why did Peter deny Jesus? When Jesus said that Peter would deny him, Jesus was foretelling Peter what will happen. Jesus was not saying, "This is what must happen." You can change prophecies. Yes, you can. So Jesus can foretell what will happen, but your decisions and your heart towards God can make God decide to do better for you. So the fact that Jesus had said it does not mean Jesus cannot change it. Many times in scriptures, God would say, "I did not want to do this for anybody, but because you have done this for me, I will do it for you." David is a case in point. Peter was in a peculiar situation. He had just cut off someone's ear, and the person's relatives were there. He just wanted to be anonymous. In addition to that, this was Jesus that Peter thought was going to be president, and he, Peter, the minister of finance or minister of power and steel, has now been captured. The disciples actually thought that Jesus was going to rule physically on earth. Did you know that? So it was a volatile situation for Peter. But should Peter not have drawn from John's strength? The second question is, why did John not set Peter straight? When Peter denied Jesus the first time, why did John not set Peter straight? John was there, and he did not deny Jesus. Everybody knew who John was. "Are you also one of Jesus' disciples?" Peter said, "No, I am not." And John kept quiet. Why did John not set Peter straight? I will leave you to wrestle with this, but we will discuss it further in tomorrow's devotional. Also read John 18 verses 22 to 23. Have you been unjustly treated? How did you respond? John 18 verse 28 says, "Jesus' trial before Caiaphas ended in the early hours of the morning. Then he was taken to the headquarters of the Roman governor. His accusers didn't go inside because it would defile them, and they wouldn't be allowed to celebrate the Passover." Jesus' accusers did not want to go into the temple. They did not want to be defiled because of the Passover. But the Passover himself was with them. Jesus was the Passover lamb. They allowed Jesus to go inside to see Pilate. Let us pray. Father, according to your word, I pray that the people I do life with will be better off because of me. Help me stir them rightly in wisdom. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.